Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this well-being support?
Well, this is third-party customer support line, ma'am.
Yes.
We service a variety of
companies. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. I'll try not to get hostile with you since it's not your fault. On my credit card, I have been being charged $49.89 a month for some kind of bull crap that being an elderly person, I don't know what it is. Could you tell me what it is? Do you need my name and all that?
May I have your zip code, please?
76367.
And may I have your first and last name?
Janet Canada.
And could you verify your address for security purposes, ma'am?
207 East Garden, Iowa Park, Texas, 76367.
And how could I help you, ma'am?
I want to know why these charges are on there. All I did is take a survey. I was charged on the 11th, the 16th, $49.89. And then on the 12th, the 15th, I was charged another $49.89. And I didn't get my December statement till 3 days ago. Because I called CityCard three times trying to get a copy of my statement, which I never got. So that's why I'm so late in trying to call and figure this out.
Okay, so let me explain to you what I see. I see that on the 22nd of December, you spoke with someone previously. It says customer called in about the account, and they discussed the information with you. You stated that you were going to contact your bank and dispute that.
No, I'll contact the credit card.
Well, the credit card company with, you know, whoever's over the card. You said that you were going to contact them, and they told you you would have to have the bank to call back to get a refund for both months.
Well, how could I do that when I didn't have the number? How did I call y'all when I didn't have the number for y'all?
Well, we spoke to you on the 22nd of December. We have notes and records
when
of the call
the
right here.
When was the... Okay, yeah, I guess you're right, because the first charge was 11th to 16th.
So after that, when we informed you, if you disputed it with your credit card, then they would need to give us a call back concerning the refund.
Okay, so because I didn't get the statement and I didn't know that I was being charged, so the thing for me to do is didn't I, on the December 22nd, cancel this?
Yes, ma'am. It was canceled, but when you disputed it with your bank, when you disputed it with your card, what happens is when you dispute a charge, your account status is the status that the account is in now, your bank will have, you know, you would have to speak with your bank regarding the charge. Because when you disputed the charge with your credit card company, when you disputed the charge with the credit card company, they contact us and they verify the information that
I cancel the charge with? Did they have an agent code or what?
Ma'am, you have
Are
to
you
let
gonna
me finish.
Okay, let me ask you something. Are y'all going to continue to keep charging me $49.89 every month?
No, ma'am, we didn't charge you this time. Your bank just finished the dispute and they decided that the charges were valid.
Oh, when?
So that's why
when
you're seeing it now.
When did they decide the charges were valid?
If you contact them, they'll be able to give you the rest of the information regarding the account.
Oh, so I'm talking to you today on the 2nd of what, 18th? All right. So y'all, you're not gonna charge me $49.89 anymore.
No, ma'am.
So as it stands, you're saying that I need to pay this $49.89 for what kind of service was this?
It
what was
for,
I supposed to
was,
receive for $49.89?
It was for the app, the meal app plan.
The new app plan. What kind of app plan?
I said the meal app plan.
M-E-A-L?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and this was through a survey, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so I took a survey about trying to live a more nutritious life, and so I was being slammed $49.89. And how did I get this app? Did I ever get the app?
I'm not sure. You would have to check your email to know so.
Well, that's I wouldn't know whether I had it or not. I can't go back that far and check email. They're done gone. When do you have a record of when the email was sent out?
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just work for the company, so you have nothing to do with this. You just gotta hear all the complaints. Bless your heart. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.